This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Good Monday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. No Danny today. His vacation continues. If I had to guess, I would say Danny Ruye right now is sitting on a beach. He's got his toes in the sand, probably reading a book he purchased at some coffee shop down in the Outer Banks over the last couple of days. And he's thinking about what he's going to do for dinner. He is game planning how he's going to put on a pound or two to help him in the ongoing quest for when he comes back and we play How Much Weight Did Danny Gain on his vacation. But I am back here in our Half Street studios holding down the fort solo today and throughout the week. I did tell you that we're going to have some of our favorite guests on from throughout the normal G&D slate. Tomorrow, Dave Jagler is going to hang out in studio with me for an hour. We'll talk to Jags about the Nats, but I also just want to talk to him about calling games, baseball in general. We can hit some other sports topics that we wouldn't normally hit in a phone conversation with Jagler. And then Wednesday should be good. Jay Gruden is going to be kicking it with me for a couple of hours right here in studio as well on Grant and Danny. Some other surprise guests later in the week as we continue. So, no reason to navigate away. We've got you covered. We've got great shows planned. It should be an entertaining few days leading up to this weekend and a preseason debut for Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders on Saturday night. Get to that in just a second. Should let you know, though, yesterday, watching the Nats, good to see them get a series victory over the Milwaukee Brewers, took 2 out of 3. The great young sensation, James Wood, with a 3-run triple, showing off the speed, a stand-up extra base hit, clearing the bases, helping to win a series. That was fun. And I've been watching way more of the Olympics than I thought I was going into the events. I don't know where you guys are on your Olympic viewing at this point. That feels like an old man activity that you settle in each night and you watch, you know, prime time in Paris, and you sit back and you let Mike Tirico do some storytelling. I don't think 4 years ago I was into the extent that I am right now, but maybe it's an age thing. Maybe you have a few kids. The next thing you know, you put your feet up, you sit in the rocker, and you enjoy yourself watching the Olympics at night. But I found myself doing some of that as well. So it's for August, which normally we're in the dog days right now. We're waiting for real football. We're waiting for storylines worth monitoring. This is about as good as it's been in a long time. Summer Olympics, post-trade deadline, Nats calling up some of their top players, headlined by the great young James Wood, and the Commanders getting ready to get back on the field Saturday against the Jets, which is where we should start this program. I was shocked over the weekend to see that Dan Quinn announcing that Jaden Daniels would play in preseason game one was a big story. Like, that became a national headline. NFL Network broke into their coverage, blurb on the bottom line. Ian Rappaport is touching his earpiece, telling people on television, Jaden Daniels will play on Saturday for the Commanders. And the reason I found it so odd was, of course he's going to play. Why wouldn't he play in the preseason opener? He's a rookie. He was just drafted. He needs reps. But this was the question and the answer, very succinct one-word answer from Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels Saturday and his status for the Jets game.
Different staffs handle their quarterbacks differently, obviously, when it comes to the preseason. Will Jaden be going in game one?
Yes.
Well, thanks for the information, Coach. Yes, he said. Anything else you'd like to share? Is he going to start? How much is he going to play? Really, those are the more interesting, I would say, answers that are still needed. But our own JP Finley did follow up and asked why it's important for Dan Quinn that Jaden Daniels gets on the field in this first preseason game, and this is what Quinn said about that.
I think we probably said it all along. There's been a whole process. Like, it's not been a secret at all, but a process of how we're going to go and get guys ready. And so the games are important to go and play and get ready. And so not just with Jaden, but with everybody. It doesn't mean we would play the same exact style, you know, that we may play during the regular season, but being in the game, the officials, the communication, working it through, there's a lot of important elements for a lot of guys. And even as you get into the preseason game, just because you play, you know, some doesn't mean you're playing all.
That is the correct answer from Dan Quinn. It's important. Why is he going to play in the preseason game? Why do you think he should be out on the field? Because he's never done it? Because he needs to go through a game experience before he's playing at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa in week one? Obviously, he's going to play in the opener. Of course. Why wouldn't he? A rookie who is sharing the first team reps and practices needs to play in the preseason game. That seems like it's a no-brainer. You only have three of these now. You only get three exhibition tilts, and most teams don't even use the third one to play any of their starters. So really, for Jaden Daniels, there's going to be two games that he's going to get to get on the grass, break a sweat, and really do anything, probably. How could he not play in the first preseason game? I guess it's possible they could have sat him in this one and then played him in the second and the third, but that would be a pretty dramatic shift from what's happened around here and, frankly, around the league for a long, long time. Normally, you get your work in early in August, and then you're off for that final preseason game. That way, anybody who gets banged up and injured can rest up for the game. But for anybody who thinks they shouldn't play Jaden Daniels in the preseason, what are you talking about? He needs to feel the speed of the game. He needs to operate a huddle, this huddle, Washington's huddle. Jaden Daniels needs to get to the line of scrimmage and see a defense lining up and showing a second look. Maybe they dangle one look, little eye candy, and then they shift up front, or the secondary gives you a whole nother coverage, and they try a gotcha play after the snap. He needs to be on the field and seeing that in real time. There's not going to be a ton of that in the preseason, but I promise you there will be more of it that surprises him and that he learns from than anything that's going to happen on the practice field in Ashburn. And he'll get some of that, hopefully, in the practice against the Jets. So that can replace some preseason action. But a game is still different than a practice, and he's going to find that out, and all the young guys are going to find that out, as they should, when they get, I would say, under the lights on Saturday, but in a really weird twist, the Saturday preseason game is at noon. So adjust your schedules accordingly for that. Jaden Daniels needs to get out of a dead play. He needs to get into a workable play without the coaches telling him what's going on after, you know, that audio's dead in his headset with 15 seconds to go before the snap. I want to see Jaden Daniels feel the tempo of that 40-second play clock with the longer played verbiage that he's spitting out, a playbook he's not used to, guys asking him questions potentially in the huddle, dealing with, not a lot, but maybe some crowd noise. These are the types of things you get to do in a preseason game with really low stakes. What's the worst thing that can happen? You throw a pick. You get a delay of game. You don't look as crisp or as sharp as we wanted you to. So what? That's the point of the exercise. I'm sitting there this weekend, and everything I could do not to laugh as people were taken aback that he's going to play in the preseason. What phase of just completely getting rid of August football are we at? If a number two overall pick playing a couple drives in one of two preseason games is now notable or newsworthy. Jaden Daniels needs to interact with NFL officials. You heard Dan Quinn mention that. I think that's a really good point. I think that's sharp. That's true. Get to know those guys. Better doing that in-game than shaking their hand on the sideline. Pre-game. I want him to throw as many passes to his wide receivers as possible in a game situation. You're going to add to whatever number he's going to get in those joint workouts and practices. He needs to figure out how the speed of the game expedites and elevates from a workout to a game. And even though I think most of us probably think this guy won the Heisman Trophy, he's an unbelievable talent, a preseason game is not really going to be overly nerve-inducing for him. There's going to be jitters. That's inevitable. You know what you can do to work some of those out and to make sure that those butterflies dissipate some? Go through a game routine. From strapping on the pads, to being addressed by your coach in the locker room, to walking out onto the field, and just playing a drive or two. Build his confidence. Confidence allows him 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks from now to go out and play better and more freely and to excel. I don't think you get more confident by doing something for the first time when it matters. In Tampa in week one. So why wouldn't he play in this preseason game? These are gifts to rookie quarterbacks. It's a semi-controlled environment. You get to explore the space. Your offense is going to be way scaled back for Jaden Daniels. Trader Joe's delicious vanilla ice cream. You're going to hand the ball off a couple times. Maybe check the ball to Austin Ekeler on a screen. You're going to get a couple of opportunities to show off the arm maybe on some pretty controlled looks against predictable defensive coverages. And the defense to that point is going to be Food Lion brand vanilla ice cream. I don't think anybody's mixing and matching in some crazy way. The benefit is you haven't seen a lot of a defense like you have your own defense that you've now kind of solved in practices. So you can make yourself at home a little bit, and it's just a really low-stakes way to get the experience that you will fall back on going into that Tampa Bay game that you can feel better about yourself with. But the last time Jaden Daniels played in a game, lest we forget, was November 25th of last year. Texas A&M LSU, and he was dynamite, as he was all year long. That's why he won the Heisman, and had maybe the greatest season we saw anybody ever have in the SEC. That game, he was 16 of 24, threw for 235 yards, 4 touchdown passes, and he ran 11 times for 120 yards. But he was the best on the field by a mile. You get comfortable, right? You become, think about like your high school football team and whoever the dog was on your team that we're okay because we got him. I remember in middle school football, the first time we were ever traveling for a game, we were going to play Louisa County, I think, the King George Foxes. And I was butt nervous on the bus. And I remember thinking, this, what, you know, these guys are going to be huge. And we were okay because we had Jonathan Thigpen and he ran for 219 or something like that. That was Jaden Daniels at LSU. Best on the field by a mile. It's going to be healthy for him before the Bucs game to just see that now everybody's faster and they're bigger and they're stronger. In a way that you can not see to the same extent in practices. But I'd like to get to a place where the fact that your rookie quarterback playing in an exhibition game is not notable anymore. Preseason games have now become optional for kid quarterbacks. Like, we've gone too far. If you want to sit Aaron Rodgers and you're the Jets this weekend, you probably should. I'm not some crazy guy that thinks everyone should play every snap in the preseason. But Rodgers already has the answer key. There's nothing that he's going to see, experience, or do in a series or two against Washington's new defense led by Joe Witt on Saturday at noon that he has not already A, seen, and B, mastered on a Sunday or a Monday in the league. Because he's already got the Scantron filled out, he doesn't need Saturday. But Daniels has never even sat down for the test. We shouldn't be putting him in the same boat. He's new to the class. Of course he should be on the field. And I know what a lot of people will say. All that matters is that he's healthy this season, and that is true. Do everything you can to keep him healthy. Don't call any design runs between the hash marks. Tell him, instruct him. If you scramble, you better get to the ground. You're not allowed to take shots. And then you just hope that he plays along with your instructions. But every single preseason game is a risk-reward proposition. Every single preseason game is a juice-worth-the-squeeze debate. Aaron Rodgers? Of course not. Is the juice worth the squeeze for John Allen? I would say no. Although, new defense and scheme, maybe. Is the juice worth the squeeze for Daron Payne? Again, no. These are veterans, years into their career. You don't need to teach old dogs new tricks. When the lights come on in September in Tampa Bay, they're going to be just fine. So I'm not going to take issue with a bunch of veterans sitting. But on offense, when your rookie quarterback's out there, you need your starting offensive line and your receivers around him on the field with him because the operation matters a little bit more than just the playmaking ability of individual defenders. We're operating offensively in my outfit as a unit in everything that we do. So that means I'm going to get Jaden some run. He's going to go break a sweat. He's going to take some notes. But McLaurin will be out there with him, and so will Dotson, and so will Zach Ertz, and get ready, Nick Allegretti and Sam Cosmi, and the starters on the offensive front. Because that's part of this whole process for him, is to get to know his new starting teammates. But if I'm saying Allen can sit and Payne can sit, there's different rules for different people. The quarterback that's never played is going to play in both of the games to start the preseason where any starters are on the field for me. That was never a question. Will he start? That's the question. How much will he play? That's the other thing I want to know. And that's what I actually want to pose to you guys. I'm going to hammer both of these next because I do find it fairly ridiculous that we were told that Jaden Daniels is going to play, but we don't yet know if he's going to start. Not a big deal. I'll save my aggravations and annoyance until the possibility that Mariota's starting in the game and Daniels is coming in after, which I don't think for one second is going to happen and I think would be preposterous. But to me, that was the question, not is he going to play? Hey, is he going to start on Saturday, yes or no? Because that would be the first step toward naming him the starter. And then is he going to get a series, four plays, five plays, or is he going to go out there and play a couple of drives? That's the news. Don't tell me that someone ate dinner. Everybody eats dinner. What did they eat, and when did they eat? Will he start, and how much will he play? So I want to pose those questions to you guys next on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can call me at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We know Jaden Daniels is going to play because Dan Quinn's not a silly goose, and he did the right thing, and he's a sharp, veteran, second-time head coach. Of course you play your rookie quarterback in this preseason game. But does he start? Do you think there's any chance something weird happens? Because they didn't name him the starter. They just said he would play. And Mariota actually comes out with the first team. Yes or no? 800-636-1067. How would you react if that happened? And then also, how much Daniels do you think we'll see? How much would you play him? in this first game? That's the question on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny. Without Danny today, you are listening to The Fan. At 2:45, I want to get into the 2024 college football all-name team that a funny social media account put together. Some hilarious names of players in college football we will discuss coming up on the show in about 15 minutes. But right now, Jaden Daniels is ready to make his preseason debut. He will play for Washington on Saturday at the Jets in the Meadowlands. The Commanders have a noon kickoff on Saturday. Dan Quinn said he would play. That's all the information we have. We don't know if he's going to start, and we don't know how much he's going to play. And that's where you guys come in. I want to get your opinions on how you would handle those two things and maybe your predictions on how you think Quinn and his staff are going to. 800-636-1067. We'll get to the calls in just a moment. This was Quinn when asked why Daniels will play. Seems pretty obvious to me, but this is what he said. There's a good answer.
I think we probably said it all along. There's been a whole process. Like, it's not been a secret at all, but a process of how we're going to go and get guys ready. And so the games are important to go and play and get ready. And so not just with Jaden, but with everybody. It doesn't mean we would play the same exact style, you know, that we may play during the regular season, but being in the game, the officials, the communication, working it through, there's a lot of important elements for a lot of guys. And even as you get into the preseason game, just because you play, you know, some doesn't mean you're playing all.
That's Dan Quinn at the podium over the weekend. Chuck is first up. He's giving us a call on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. He's out in Chantilly. Chuck, do you think he'll start, and how much do you think he plays?
I'm not sure that he'll start. From my understanding, they have not named a starting quarterback as of this time. So it wouldn't surprise me that he did not, you know, for that reason, it wouldn't surprise me if he don't start. And actually, it wouldn't surprise me if he's not the the starting quarterback at this point. We really need to see what this guy has and don't has first before a bunch of decisions get made.
Well, remember, they've been seeing that for months, right? You, maybe someone who has not been out at practice, you haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it as much as I'd like to, having only been out at a couple practices. But the staff has been around him since the pre-draft process. They have been monitoring every move he's made since the moment they drafted him. They're able to see how much time he's spending studying film to the minute at this point with the technology at their disposal. They're able to watch him and how he interacts in the building with everybody from his number one wide receiver, Terry McLaurin, to the janitor that's cleaning up the locker room when guys are done practicing. They've been able to see him at rookie camp and then at mini camp and at organized team activities. They have seen him go through hours of training camp practices at this point. So I'd imagine they do have a pretty good idea right now as to what he's able to do and what he's not able to do and what his strengths are and what his weaknesses are as a leader, as a quarterback, vocally, in the locker room, you know, all the boxes that they're looking for him to check before the start of the season. I would have an issue, to take umbrage, I guess, with what you just said, if he's not the starter by next week at this point, if there's not some clear delineation between him and Mariota, for a couple of reasons. And this dovetails into why he should start in this preseason game. Now, for the record, I think he's going to. I think Quinn was coy because there was necessarily no reason not to be. I mean, you weren't asked directly, is he going to start? You were asked, is he going to play? And you said yes. Daniels was asked if he knew if he was going to start, and he kind of looked over it, looked like at public relations from what I saw, didn't really know what the answer was probably or what he was supposed to say, and kind of said, I don't really care, I just want to play football, which is the perfect answer for the young quarterback. But he should absolutely start because he is the starter, because he drafted him number two overall, and the other guy competing with him is Marcus Mariota. You should start him in this game because he gets a very limited amount of opportunity to take on the best players on other teams before he plays a pretty good Bucs defense in week one. And the more reps you can get him against good-on-good ones-on-ones, the better. The more prepared he'll be. The better the chance he'll go out and play the kind of ball that he needs to for you to win in the first week of the season. But also, let's just separate for a second that you're preparing him to start, whether he was good or not. He's your best player at the position right now. I had to be at training camp for about an hour to figure that out. He had a really impressive practice. I'm not telling you I'm ready to put him in Canton. I'm not suggesting that anyone should be throwing a party, that you've solved the 30-year dilemma, although I am very intrigued, and it was hard not to get excited at practice, because it was the best I've seen a QB look in rhythm, throwing the football with athleticism in several years out there, I will tell you. I mean, these are things you can tell in an 11-on-11 session in 90 minutes and 2 hours of a practice, which isn't saying a whole lot, because in years past, it's been Heinicke, it's been Wentz, it's been the late, sadly, Dwayne Haskins, and you know so many other quarterbacks that came through here, Ryan Fitzpatrick on his last legs at 40 years old. But he was different. He was better. He was decidedly and unequivocally the most capable of the quarterbacks in what I saw. Now, small sample, sure. But the reporting being done by the people I trust out there is that that's steadily been the case. So if you add that we all have agreed all along, because of where he was drafted and his college resume and his experience collegiately and what he was before you drafted him, and because you don't have a Jacoby Brissett or another truly competitive starting caliber type quarterback on the roster, he's going to be the number one guy. Start with that. That's a reason to start him. Then the fact that he's now taking the majority of the reps, which is more and more been the case. The storyline of splitting first team reps, not being the first guy on the field 11 on 11, some of that has dissipated. And that he's been the best guy. There's no reason not to start him in this game. I would imagine that would be the first time that we really saw a lot of passion on the Daniels front from this fan base, is if Saturday preseason game number one at noon, Mariota is with the starters on the first drive. I think a lot of the people that have been dormant and sleeping and sleepwalking through camp, where I'm wondering, where is the juice? Where is the excitement? Where are these people? I think maybe they wake up and go, what is this? Why is the Daniels guy not playing? That might be the first time we really get a frenzied reaction. But I don't think it's going to happen. I have too much faith in this group. And Adam Peters, the general manager, in the front office with Lance Newmark and company they brought in, they're too smart. They're too good at what they do. And in this coaching staff led by Dan Quinn, they're not going to start Marcus Mariota in the first preseason game for some charade. I got too much faith in them. So I'm ready to put that one in Sharpie. He'll be the first guy on the field to kick off the preseason, not Mariota. That's easy. The next question is how much playing time, which we can get into. Let's go to Shane, who's in Oxon Hill, on Grant and Danny. What's up, Shane? Shane, you there? I'm going to throw you back on hold because you've been waiting. We'll see if we can track him down. Let's get to the playing time part of this. I think you got to play him in at least a drive. And I mean a sustained several play drive, right? If he just comes out and he goes three and out, or even if things go really well and it's a 4 or 5 play drive and he hits on a completion or two and they get into field goal range, I think you run that back and give him a second drive, because part of what I want him to experience in this preseason game is some of the adjustments and things that happen on the sideline. I want him to be out on the field, running a few plays. You hand it off, you see what the defensive front's doing, you make a throw, you see how a secondary reacts, and then you punt, you kick, whatever it is, you go back to the sideline, and now DaVita Pritchard comes over and sits next to your quarterback's coach. Maybe David Blough's up in the booth and he gets on the landline phone with you, right? Perhaps it's Brian Johnson, their pass game coordinator, who came over, who was calling plays as the OC for the Eagles last year. By the way, this is an excellent offensive staff. They basically have 4 individualized quarterback coaches, if you count Cliff Kingsbury, the OC, for 4 different QBs at camp. Really well put together. Very impressive the way Dan Quinn did that. If I was Peters, I'd be immensely impressed that he followed through on the promise he made to me. One of the things Peters said when we had him on the show about hiring Quinn, and one of the reasons it sounds like he was enamored with him from the jump, was Quinn made some big promises on the staff he'd be able to put together, and he sure as heck delivered the goods, in my opinion. But I'd like him to get that first drive, get back to the sideline. Now you get coached. You do some talking. What did you see? All right, what do you like? What don't you like? You got an idea. What do you want to run here? And then you go back out there and you run a few more plays. Now, if it just happens that they march down the field on some 8-9 play touchdown drive, thank you for your services. Put a ball cap on. We'll put you in some bubble wrap and we'll see you again next week for another matchup against an AFC East opponent in Miami. But assuming you don't go march the field and score, and you run somewhere between, you know, a 3 and out and let's say 7-8 plays, then give him a second drive. Coach him up a little bit and let's get back out there and go back to the drawing board. But there's no need to necessarily, you know, run him into a brick wall in this game or play him a ton, because every snap he's on the field for, the rest of the starters have to be on the field for. And I don't necessarily think that you want Terry McLaurin running 15, 18, 20 plays. So I'd say the happy medium is a couple of drives and maybe around 10 to 12 snaps would be probably a pretty good situation for me. But he'd better start. That's where you'd draw the ire. That's where you'd start to, I think, go from, this is kind of a strange thing they're doing, to, all right, what is with this game that they're playing? Do you think he starts? How much does he play? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny.
Different staffs handle their quarterbacks differently, obviously, when it comes to the preseason. Will Jaden be going in game one?
Yes.
Dan Quinn acknowledges we will see Jaden Daniels on Saturday against the Jets. We don't know whether he starts or how much he plays, though. Welcome back, G&D. No Danny today. You are listening to The Fan. Taking your thoughts on that at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ocean City, which is where Nick is waiting. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing very well. Appreciate the phone call.
Of course. So I genuinely think you kind of keep him in there for a full quarter. And I think you kind of keep, you don't keep all the starters in, but I think you keep the entire starting line or what you think the starting line is right now, and you keep them in for a full quarter and have Jaden go through his whole routine, his whole, you know, game routine, and then play a full quarter and really see what this line can do to protect Jaden. And while they're all on the field, I don't think you keep Terry, you know, have him go a full quarter. You maybe have him for a drive or two just to, you know, but get Jaden and the line, their C-leg, you know, get that out of their system and see what you got with your line and protecting Jaden. Because that was the whole problem with Sam, was that we weren't protecting him, so we need to protect Jaden.
It's a great point. I like that. Let me ask you a quick question. If Jaden Daniels does not start this preseason opener, would you, like, how bothered by that would you be?
I don't know if I'd be bothered by it. I think he's the starter. I think we go into September with him being the quarterback number one. I don't think we did all this just to have Mariota start week one. So him not being the starter right now doesn't really bother me. I'd be a little worried if we're not starting him at all this preseason.
Well, there's only one more game that he's going to play in after this, and it's next week.
Is he only playing that one?
Well, almost no teams play their guys in all three games at this point. The common consensus in the NFL is you play the first two games, and then you don't play the third one. So my point is, there's basically this week, Saturday, and then the following weekend in Miami, and after that, theoretically, they don't play their starters, and if you're not playing your starting O-line, you're not playing Jaden, until Tampa. So there's not a whole lot of time left for them to start him if it's not this weekend.
Yeah, so with that in mind, I would definitely be a little worried if he doesn't start either of those games, because it's like, what's going on with him, and why are we looking at Mariota as quarterback number one?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. See, this is the part that I don't get, is I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, because when I have conversations like that one, and it's a great phone call, and you made good points. Thank you, sir. I'm expecting the reaction of, yeah, it would be outrageous if he didn't play the first snap of the preseason. This is how it should go. I should say, hey, would you be upset if Jaden Daniels didn't start the game against the Jets? And everyone should go, yeah, I'd be livid. I'd be apoplectic. That would be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why on earth would Marcus Mariota start a preseason game over the number two overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner? That's how that should go. Good for Dan Quinn and his staff that you guys seem very calm and you guys are being very rational. I wouldn't even say rational. I think it's irrational, but that everyone seems okay with the idea, whatever Dan wants to do. I don't know if this is like a year one in Rivera we trust bit that everyone's doing or not, but I do need everyone to understand that one snap in a preseason game of Mariota as the starter is stupid. And then it could be explained to me as, oh, you don't understand, he's still going to be the starter. Cool, I don't care about that part. Enough. One of the first comments Dan Quinn made in training camp was, this is not a secret. Everyone knows how this is going to end. I'm paraphrasing. Something like that, though. This isn't a secret. You guys know Jaden's the guy. You're right, it's not a secret. You're also right that there's no reason to pretend. Something else that he said early in training camp. So let's stop doing that. Now, I shouldn't even get upset about something that I don't think is going to happen, so I'll set this off to the side now because, again, I do think he's going to start. But until they name him the starter, I'm just trying to take the temperature of some of you guys. But the answer should be, if Jaden Daniels isn't on the field after the opening kickoff against the Jets, are you irritable? Your answer should be, yeah, that's one of the most ridiculous things that's happened here in a long time. Chris is in Culpeper. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you having a weekend, brother? Hope you had a good one, man.
You too, bro.
Yep. Love the topic. Yeah, of course he needs to start the first game. He's a rookie quarterback. I know we have a lot of offensive line issues, or we could say that, but he needs to be out there. But he doesn't need to be out there the first quarter. Like, I've never seen a preseason game in my whole years of watching football, and they just play the first preseason game or the first quarter as a starting quarterback or the first game. So you get him a couple of drives, you see what he's got, you get him out of there. You let him come back in game two, because if you don't play him at all, like you said, he's only going to play two out of three games. You can't go into Tampa walking in blind to see what you got in the first game. The way you protect him is get him out there a little bit, let him get some work, and then you put him back in there so you don't have to risk him. Do the same thing in the second game. I'd only let him go to quarter and a half, and just see how it goes, and then get him ready for Tampa. You can't get him hurt, but you also can't put a bubble around him and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess they could, Chris. I mean, they could probably say, hey, let's just keep his game a secret and what we're going to do with him a secret. But you can have your cake and eat it too. You know, Robert Griffin threw the ball in 2012 when I covered him. He was the number two pick. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. He was the unquestioned starter they traded up for. He started three preseason games. I think he threw 30 passes in the preseason. And still, nobody knew what they were going to run come New Orleans week one. Nobody. Not even us at practice every single day. They waited till they booted us in the 2 weeks leading up to the opener, and they installed their 50 series, as they called it, read option. And so when they went pistol and they threw all the bubble screens on the first two drives to Pierre Garçon, and they had this brand new offense that hadn't been run in the league and nobody saw coming, nobody knew about it. Even though they had had Robert out there in the preseason running much more traditional base normal stuff, which was the secondary part of the offense that they would ultimately run in the regular season. So they could have their cake and eat it too. If they're trying to keep a secret, you know, maybe they know already, like Kyle did then, that they got something special here and that Jaden Daniels could be a rookie of the year caliber quarterback and they're going to take the league by storm with a designed read option pistol look with Cliff Kingsbury or something. Cool, you can do that. It doesn't mean that this guy still can't learn the pace of the game and the 40-second clock and interact with some officials and get out there and deal with some crowd noise and go through all of those motions ahead of Tampa. Appreciate the phone call. The point made two calls ago that I thought was really good and opens my mind up to something. I was suggesting, you know, if you have him on the field for 20 snaps or so, it probably means that some of your veterans like McLaurin or like Sam Cosmi have to be out there as well. And that's probably not true. You know, there's only a few guys in this offense at this point that are actual established stars that you wouldn't want to overwork in a preseason game anyway, like McLaurin, like Cosmi among them, Zach Ertz. But with Jaden Daniels, you could keep the starting O-line out there for the most part, and maybe you replace Cosmi, let's say, with Dieter, who's got NFL experience, but it's Allegretti, Biotish. I'd roll with Cosmi, but maybe Dieter fills in for him. And then you have Wiley or Trent Scott if Wiley's able to go right tackle. You have Coleman, who I can't wait to see against the Jets in practice this week, or Cornelius Lucas at left tackle. And you just keep that line, and instead of McLaurin Dotson, maybe it's Pringle Diami, or it's Tinsley Diami, or it's Alameda Zacchaeus Luke McCaffrey. Nothing wrong with that. If he's throwing out of the backfield to Robinson instead of Eckler or Rodriguez instead of Robinson, that's fine. Like the skill guys, you can go down the depth chart with him a little bit after the first drive. Really, what you need is just your base offensive line, a total of 6-7 guys maybe that are out there for the 15 or so plays if you want to give him two longer drives. Are you surprised at all that when saying Daniels would play on Saturday, it wasn't made clear that he was going to start? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Also, Brandon Ayuk trade rumors percolating once again. We'll get into that on The Fan.
Different staffs handle their quarterbacks differently, obviously, when it comes to the preseason. Will Jaden be going in game one?
Yes.
Dan Quinn acknowledges we will see Jaden Daniels on Saturday against the Jets. We don't know whether he starts or how much he plays, though. Welcome back, G&D. No Danny today. You are listening to The Fan. Taking your thoughts on that at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's go to Ocean City, which is where Nick is waiting. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hello, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing very well. Appreciate the phone call.
Of course. So I genuinely think you kind of keep him in there for a full quarter. And I think you kind of keep, you don't keep all the starters in, but I think you keep the entire starting line, or what you think the starting line is right now, and you keep them in for a full quarter and have Jaden go through his whole routine, his whole, you know, game routine, and then play a full quarter and really see what this line can do to protect Jaden. And while they're all on the field, I don't think you keep Terry, you know, have him go a full quarter. You maybe have him for a drive or two just to, you know, but get Jaden and the line, their C-leg, you know, get that out of their system and see what you've got with your line and protecting Jaden. Because that was the whole problem with Sam, was that we weren't protecting him. So we need to protect Jaden.
It's a great point. I like that. Let me ask you a quick question. If Jaden Daniels does not start this preseason opener, would you, like, how bothered by that would you be?
I don't know if I'd be bothered by it. I think he's the starter. I think we go into September with him being the quarterback number one. I don't think we did all this just to have Mariota start week one. So him not being the starter right now doesn't really bother me. I'd be a little worried if we're not starting him at all this preseason.
Well, there's only one more game that he's going to play in after this, and it's next week.
Is he only playing that one?
Well, almost no teams play their guys in all three games at this point. The common consensus in the NFL is you play the first two games, and then you don't play the third one. So my point is, there's basically this week, Saturday, and then the following weekend in Miami, and after that, theoretically, they don't play their starters, and if you're not playing your starting O-line, you're not playing Jaden, until Tampa. So there's not a whole lot of time left for them to start him if it's not this weekend.
Yeah, so with that in mind, I would definitely be a little worried if he doesn't start either of those games, because it's like, what's going on with him, and why are we looking at Mariota as quarterback number one?
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate you. See, this is the part that I don't get, is I feel like I'm taking crazy pills, because when I have conversations like that one, and it's a great phone call, and you made good points. Thank you, sir. I'm expecting the reaction of, yeah, it would be outrageous if he didn't play the first snap of the preseason. This is how it should go. I should say, hey, would you be upset if Jaden Daniels didn't start the game against the Jets? And everyone should go, yeah, I'd be livid. I'd be apoplectic. That would be the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why on earth would Marcus Mariota start a preseason game over the number two overall pick and the Heisman Trophy winner? That's how that should go. Good for Dan Quinn and his staff that you guys seem very calm and you guys are being very rational. I wouldn't even say rational. I think it's irrational, but that everyone seems okay with the idea, you know, whatever Dan wants to do. I don't know if this is like a year one in Rivera we trust bit that everyone's doing or not, but I do need everyone to understand that one snap in a preseason game of Mariota as the starter is stupid. And then it could be explained to me as, oh, you don't understand, he's still going to be the starter. Cool, I don't care about that part. Enough. One of the first comments Dan Quinn made in training camp was, this is not a secret. Everyone knows how this is going to end. I'm paraphrasing. Something like that, though. This isn't a secret. You guys know Jaden's the guy. You're right, it's not a secret. You're also right that there's no reason to pretend. Something else that he said early in training camp. So let's stop doing that. Now, I shouldn't even get upset about something that I don't think is going to happen, so I'll set this off to the side now because, again, I do think he's going to start. But until they name him the starter, I'm just trying to take the temperature of some of you guys. But the answer should be, if Jaden Daniels isn't on the field after the opening kickoff against the Jets, Are you irritable? Your answer should be, yeah, that's one of the most ridiculous things that's happened here in a long time. Chris is in Culpeper. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you have your weekend, brother? Hope you had a good one, man.
You too, bro.
Love the topic. Yeah, of course he needs to start the first game. He's a rookie quarterback. I know we have a lot of offensive line issues, or we could say that, but he needs to be out there, but he doesn't need to be out there the first quarter. Like, I've never seen a preseason game in my whole years of watching football, and they just play the first preseason game or the first quarter as a starting quarterback or the first game. So you get him a couple of drives, you see what he's got, you get him out of there. You let him come back in game two, because if you don't play him at all, like you said, he's only going to play two out of three games. You can't go into Tampa walking in blind to see what you got in the first game. The way you protect him is get him out there a little bit, let him get some work, and then you put him back in there so you don't have to risk him. Do the same thing in the second game. I'd only let him go to quarter and a half, and just see how it goes, and then get him ready for Tampa. You can't get him hurt, but you also can't put a bubble around him and see what happens.
Yeah, I guess they could, Chris. I mean, they could probably say, hey, let's just keep his game a secret and what we're going to do with him a secret. But you can have your cake and eat it, too. You know, Robert Griffin threw the ball in 2012 when I covered him. He was the number two pick. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. He was the unquestioned starter they traded up for. He started three preseason games. I think he threw 30 passes in the preseason. And still, nobody knew what they were going to run come New Orleans week one. Nobody. Not even us at practice every single day. They waited till they booted us in the 2 weeks leading up to the opener, and they installed their 50 series, as they called it, read option. And so when they went pistol and they threw all the bubble screens on the first two drives to Pierre Garçon, and they had this brand new offense that hadn't been run in the league and nobody saw coming, nobody knew about it. Even though they had had Robert out there in the preseason running much more traditional base normal stuff, which was the secondary part of the offense that they would ultimately run in the regular season. So they could have their cake and eat it too. If they're trying to keep a secret, you know, maybe they know already, like Kyle did then, that they got something special here and that Jaden Daniels could be a rookie of the year caliber quarterback, and they're going to take the league by storm with a designed read option pistol look with Cliff Kingsbury or something. Cool, you can do that. It doesn't mean that this guy still can't learn the pace of the game and the 40-second clock and interact with some officials and get out there and deal with some crowd noise and go through all of those motions ahead of Tampa. Appreciate the phone call. The point made two calls ago that I thought was really good and opens my mind up to something. I was suggesting, you know, if you have him on the field for 20 snaps or so, it probably means that some of your veterans like McLaurin or like Sam Cosmi have to be out there as well. And that's probably not true. You know, there's only a few guys in this offense at this point that are actual established stars that you wouldn't want to overwork in a preseason game anyway, like McLaurin, like Cosmi among them, Zach Ertz. But with Jaden Daniels, you could keep the starting O-line out there for the most part, and maybe you replace Cosmi, let's say, with Dieter, who's got NFL experience, but it's Allegretti, Biotish. I'd roll with Cosmi, but maybe Dieter fills in for him. And then you have Wiley or Trent Scott if Wiley's able to go right tackle. You have Coleman, who I can't wait to see against the Jets in practice this week, or Cornelius Lucas at left tackle. And you just keep that line, and instead of McLaurin Dotson, maybe it's Pringle Diami, or it's Tinsley Diami, or it's Alameda Zacchaeus Luke McCaffrey. Nothing wrong with that. If he's throwing out of the backfield to Robinson instead of Eckler or Rodriguez instead of Robinson, that's fine. Like, the skill guys, you can go down the depth chart with him a little bit after the first drive. Really, what you need is just your base offensive line, a total of 6-7 guys maybe that are out there for the 15 or so plays if you want to give him two longer drives. Are you surprised at all that when saying Daniels would play on Saturday, it wasn't made clear that he was going to start? 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Also, Brandon Ayuk trade rumors percolating once again. We'll get into that on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.